You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, very excited to talk about this, really. It's the third alternative being actually long-term health care insurance that you may not actually have thought of, but we want you to kind of just think with us a minute. You might remember, you know, Simba, when Rafiki, you know, took him out to the water and said, look deeper. Well, we're hopefully that we can look deeper, and you know, Simba's dad is going to be saying, you know, Robbie, you're not who you become. How that may look. But we've got these common ideas that we think about, and I really would have thought of every single one of these as reasons I shouldn't get health, long-term health care insurance. And I wonder how Jesus would respond, literally, because you may know in Matthew 5, when he did the Sermon on the Mount, he was showing people a third alternative. He said, you've heard that it was said, do not commit murder, right? And so there's two alternatives. I commit murder or I don't commit murder. But he's saying, no, there's a third one here. You got to look deeper. You're not even supposed to call somebody a fool, because if you do, you know, you're going to be in danger of hell. And so what Jesus is opening up is that you have a reality based on sort of a two-dimensional thing, and he wants you to look deeper into the situation. And so as we look at these common ideas that are surrounded around long-term care, you know, let's look a little bit deeper and see if there's something else that would be wisdom, you know, that would come that would be helpful to us. So that first objection, Hans, is my kids will take care of me.
We hear this all the time from the good families.
Right.
These are the good people with, you know, with a family, and they know they can count on their kids, and their kids will take care of them, kind of like your situation.
Exactly, and interestingly, we have Tom with us this morning, too, who's also with Cardinal Guide, which we're very excited to have him. But Tom, how old are you, Tom?
I am 27.
So if you can imagine Tom, 27 years old, and you found that this alternative just isn't as two-dimensional as you thought in your own life.
Right. I mean, I've talked about this on past shows, but I had some serious health stuff about a year ago where I was, you know, in a hospital in a wheelchair for about a month, or a hospital for about a month in a wheelchair for longer than that. And my wife's in there having to take care of me, and of course she's going to help take care of me, and she's young and healthy as well. But it's just really hard to take care of someone when you don't have the training. I mean, it is incredibly hard. One thing that comes to mind, I was in the hospital. This was about a week after I'd been in, and I was ready for a shower. I mean, you can imagine a week laying in a bed, you get kind of gross over that time. So I was ready for a shower. I was, you know, convinced myself that I could make it to the shower. And, you know, long story short, I just couldn't. About halfway there, and my wife couldn't get me back in the bed and couldn't get me to the shower. I mean, we were kind of stuck. The nurse comes in, is able to, knew what she was doing, is able to get me back in bed pretty easily. But when you don't know how to do some of this stuff, then you really, you know, if you don't have the training, it is really hard for them to do the heavy lifting. Your family just can't do so. And I think, Robbie, you had a similar experience.
Same thing. My dad came home from the hospital one of the times, you know, and I'm 6'5" and a strong young man, I thought. But, oh, my goodness, I needed to get him to bed, and we couldn't get him up in just from his chair to the wheelchair. You know, I had a wheelchair there, and I figured I could get him transferred from the wheelchair to the bed, but I couldn't get him from the chair he was sitting in to the wheelchair. I'd almost dropped him two or three times, had to make him sit back in the chair, and I was really... I'll never forget it. I mean, you think your kids can take care of you, but the reality is that at certain levels of care, you know, it's just not, you don't have the training, you don't have that necessarily, you know, in that situation to do, but there are alternatives.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Getting ready for this show is you've enlightened me this morning, getting ready for the show, as I sent what are the five major objections that I get from potential clients coming in to meet with us, and these are very frustrating for me because I sent these out to everybody that's here on the radio, to Tom and to you, and really they're frustrating me. My kids are going to take care of me, which is what a lot of people say first thing. They say, I'll just pay for long-term care. I have enough money. So I'm Mr. Big Bucks, and I'm just going to pay for it out of my own money. People say, I'm never going to a nursing home. I don't want any part of that insurance because I'm never going there. And people say, I can't get long-term care insurance. I can't get it. I've tried before, and they told me that I've got this health condition, and I can't get it. And then the last one is, I can't afford that. I can't afford it. It's too expensive. It's too much money to kick into there. So what you enlightened me with this morning is the third dimensional way to look at things. And people, these really frustrate me, and they have frustrated me my whole career, because I'm not too fond of the way we react to that. So I'm sitting across the table from some people, and they just say to me, I'll just pay for it. I have enough money. I'm not real happy with them saying that, and I'm not real happy with what I'm going to say to, answer that objection or something. So I really wanted to get these out on the air because I know you all listening out there are thinking all of these things or some combination of them. And Robbie brought in, for me, the third dimensional way of looking at things.
So, yeah, you take that one, I'll just pay for it. If I have enough money, I'll just pay for it, which was actually what my dad, if you'd ask him that question, in fact, I did, and he's, oh, I got plenty of money, I'll just pay for it. Well, when the time came, and he was, my wife and I were giving him full-time care, and we needed to go do something with Mariah at college in Alabama, and I said, Dad, we got to leave for the weekend. Well, when he found out how much long-term care was going to be, home health care to come in, and just for that one weekend, and it was like, whatever it was, $675 or something, he was like, that's outrageous. I can't pay that. I'm like, well, Dad, what are we going to do? You always said you had plenty of money. We got to go, And so it looks two-dimensional, like I'm going to pay it or I'm not going to pay it. But the question that I think is the way you can look deeper is, what would you do with the money if you didn't spend it on long-term care? I mean, if you got plenty of money and you're sitting there in that position right this minute, The question I should have asked my dad, which I actually didn't do, was, Dad, what would you plan to do with the money? And I think what he probably would have said, Hans, is I would like to leave it in my estate to my kids, to my family, right?
Well, sure. That's what most people say when they say they can't afford things in retirement. They can't afford it. They don't want it. They don't want to spend the money on this. My kids will take care of me. Their desire with their funds or the residual of their funds after they spend their money on their retirement is to go to their family. So, and I can tell you right now, if you talk to the kids who have experienced this, like Robbie, like Hans here, where I went through this with my mother and my father, I can't think of a better thing for them to spend their money on than getting proper professional care in the end of their life. I'd much rather have them have that than me get a boatload of money or even a small amount of money. I mean, most kids that I work with or the next generation, they don't care too much about the inheritance.
Well, and then there's all the guilt that comes with, gee, did I take care of my dad well the last, and was I doing everything that, because again, you're not skilled. This isn't something you were trained in your whole life, and it would have been nice to have both, because I didn't mind staying with him. I love staying with him. I'm glad I got to spend that time with him, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. However, it sure would have been nice to know that he was getting everything he really should have been getting and getting the quality of care, because, a perfect example would be Tom is, it's time to change him. And he was at that point where, continence was a problem. Well, if I changed him, I mean, it was a complete disaster. I mean, I was just not good at it. But I would see, when the nurses came in and stuff, they would do that in one-third the time
with one third of the effort, and he went through nowhere near the struggle of me flipping him this way and flipping him that way and doing this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just, it's awkward and it's disturbing, and he's not getting the level of care that I wish he was getting.
Sure. I mean, and I think a lot of times people will think about, you know, getting this care, the argument that my family will take care of me. I found that sometimes people feel like if they get the care, the family's not going to be involved, and they kind of want that time with their family, which is just not in the reality. I mean, your family will be there when you're needing care. They're going to be around. I mean, they're going to be there to take care of you. But like Robbie, what you were saying is having to do the heavy lifting, the hard stuff, the thing that takes some training, some skill, being able to put that onto professionals just relieves a huge burden from the kids, and it allows the kids really to enjoy that time and really be there for their parents or their family the way that they want to be.
So today's show, Long-Term Care, as you can tell is what we're talking about, is right there available at the website at cardinalguide.com. You can just go on the Seven Works tab, one of those being Long-Term Care, and there you're going to find out all sorts of information on long-term care. And to me, now that, you know, if that was the idea, is that you were going to use the money to give to your estate, Hans, these hybrid life insurance policies, like, wow, if you didn't use it, here, I've got a great way your kids can get the money, right?
There's all kinds of wonderful solutions for this, affordable solutions. I mean, that's what we do, is we plug in any one of about 100 combinations to finance the stuff. But before you start financing it, you need to have a plan for when it's going to happen. And a lot of these five objections, essentially, that people give to even discussing the subject, they're about denial. I mean, it's just, so you, a person, if they're really going to do their family right and prepare and to finish well, they need to get beyond these objections and investigate this and really just prepare for the inevitable.
So maybe you heard this objection when Hans went through them before, and you go, they haven't got to mine. Well, guess what? In the next segment of the show, we will get to them. Or you can just get the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement. It's also available there at cardinalguide.com. When we come back, we've got a few more objections to overcome. But actually, again, we're just looking at the third alternative. That it's not all just two-dimensional.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. We also have his trusty assistant Tom with him today, which we love Tom. And today's show, we're talking about long-term care specifically. You know, third alternative, sometimes we look at things really two-dimensionally, like I can, I can't. And Jesus wanted us literally, and of course way more important than what we're talking about with long-term care, was, you know, how we related with other people. If you notice that in the Sermon on the Mount, those were the things he talked about, murder versus, you know, calling somebody a fool. That has to do with relationships. And the other one he talked about was adultery, you know, versus, you know, even looking lustfully on a woman. Again, had to do with how we relate to people. So, you know, clearly when it comes to relationships, Jesus wanted to look deep. Wanted us to look deep and look at real reality, not what we'd been told. Because he said, you've heard, been, and said. Well, he was saying, you've got these urban legends out there that you're believing, but we really need to look at a reality that he wants us to see in relationship and how we can love each other well. And I really think that being able to love my own family well, I've got a plan for these things so I don't put them in a position to where they feel shame or they feel awkward or they feel like they didn't, you know, weren't able to, you know, and you live this every day of your life, right, Hans?
Well, we do, and we're really wanting to help people. And most of the time when people are considering buying this stuff, they're in their 60s, okay? And although we have plenty of people in their 70s that go ahead and get something started, and they're usually the ones that are coming to us and saying, I'm too sick, I already looked at that, because of this condition, I can't get it, or I can't afford it. A lot of these objections come out of people, they're more practical objections in their 70s. The people in their 60s are more theoretical, and they're gonna just say that I'm never going to a nursing home. I'm not doing that.
I was thinking about that. We talked about it earlier that my father would have told you he's never going to a nursing home. But what you don't know is the hospitals, they've changed the name to protect the innocent. They told him, well, Mr. Dillmore, you're going to rehab. Well, when he got to the rehab, it looked just like a nursing home. Every single detail, noticed all the people. It was a nursing home. They called it rehab. But, and so you don't know when you're going to fall or when something's going to happen, and you're going to find yourself, right there. And I know my dad didn't have any idea.
Well, that's how they kick you out of the hospital. Medicare does, and they're going to send you over there for a few weeks. But they're going to kick you out of there, too.
Right.
And then, you're going to be faced with the reality of some of these things that are brought up, like your family is going to have to take care of you. They're going to have to quit their job or take a leave of absence, or you're going to have to pay for it out of your own pocket. You're going to have to find a nice assisted living, and you're going to need to pay the rent. Or you're going to need to set up home health care where it's, 20, 25 bucks an hour, and they're going to come out and sit with you and take care of you. I mean, this is expensive, and it's reality for people, especially as they get up into their 80s and 90s, and for some people, and in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah, and the biggest urban legend that I would have believed coming into this, when I started doing the show was, I wish a certain Medicare paid for all this. I mean, I would have told you, oh, Medicare pays for that. Oh, no, it doesn't. No, I sat there with them. They were like, if your dad's not improving, we're going to have to send him home. And that's where they go.
The real time to do this long-term care planning is when you're in your 50s or 40s. Because it's even more affordable.
Yeah.
And so nobody's left out of this discussion. And it's even younger than that. It can be done with life insurance. And it's a good financial decision. But at any age, if you don't have a plan for when you need long-term care and a plan for your family, any age is a good age to be considering this. And I want to talk about one particular client that I've been working with for a little while here, and he unfortunately has just been diagnosed with ALS. Okay, and he just got the diagnosis in September. And they're not even talking to me about what kind of long-term care insurance he can get, because it's really nothing, okay? But I brought it up, and then I'm bringing it up for her because she's in great health. She's 62. He's 63. But he's faced with this horrible diagnosis, and there's a good chance that she may end up sick after this thing is over with, because I know this person. I've gotten to know her very well, and She's quit her job, and she's going to be just taking care of him till the day he's gone. And that's 24 hours a day for a person with ALS in the advanced stages. And so what is amazing is I've done some research, and some of these companies we've worked with before, we do have a couple of alternatives for him. And because he is not yet at the point where he has to answer yes to the question, do you need any help with bathing, dressing, eating, transferring, continence? The six activities of daily living, all of these solutions, or they have that question on there, is if you need that help now, you can't buy really anything. But he is just recently diagnosed. With most long-term care insurance, he is uninsurable. I mean, they're going to just ask, do you have this, do you have that, and the ALS is on there. But we've got two alternatives for him, and I really don't want to get into the solutions, but for the people that are listening, if you've got an illness and you're really facing the probability of a lot of this care and it's right in front of you, don't dismiss that there's no options for you.
And I think that it actually gets back to even our broader audience. And you had said it, as we were talking about getting ready for the show, that if somebody's going to trust you to help them finish well, and they lay out all their financial plans, then there are so many different things that may be available that we really would have no reality. You know, I look back to what I knew, you know, it's 18 months ago, and I was completely in the dark. So there are so many things that is, even in your case, because this sent you to school, so to speak. You're like, oh, man, I've got this situation. I can see what these people are up against. And you started finding stuff that you didn't know about.
Yeah, absolutely I did. Or I really, things I had heard about but I didn't trust is this association. And then I dug into it because I want to help these people. I mean, I've gotten, and they've turned over all their money. And we've talked about them before on the show. I mean, they've turned over all their papers and documents. And I'm preparing a financial plan given the fact that he has ALS. And we got to get his care taken care of. And our prime objective is her, because she's a young, healthy woman, and she's going to live on possibly for a long time. And so we, you know, what he's got, fortunately, and it's a real blessing, $200,000 worth of life insurance. And that's going to come tax-free to her when he passes away. And so we can spend some of the assets that they have on his care, but I want to do as little of that as possible. I want to get Medicare to pay for as much as they can, and I want to set up some type of plan, you know, in place, given his condition, that he's going to get some of this covered. And
right,
we've found some things that can do that.
And I think it's really cool. There are alternatives that clearly, you know, in your case, Tom, you wouldn't be able to buy long-term health care insurance the normal, but there are alternatives.
Right. I mean, if I were to have to go through and answer these health questions, I wouldn't qualify either, and which is, you know, unfortunate that I'm so young and I'm already facing that. But it's nice knowing that there are other things, other ways to plan for this. And hopefully this is, you know, sometime in the future, but it's just, you know, only God really knows when this is going to happen to each of us. I mean, there's kind of back to one of the objections, you know, this isn't going to happen to me. You know, no one would have thought this would have happened to me at 26 and, you know, healthy young man. You just don't know. And failing to plan with the hope that it's not going to happen, I don't think is an appropriate plan. One thing of note is really the people who come in our line of business that come in really wanting this insurance are the ones who have dealt with it personally, taking care of a parent, taking care of family members. And that should be telling that the people who want this insurance for themselves are the people that had experienced the lack of it for people they loved about. So I think
that's kind of Rafiki hitting you over the head with a stick, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You remember that scene, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You see the movie. And it's like, you know, God kind of hitting me over the head with a stick, you know, with that whole thing. Like, you need to look deeper at this because, you know, this movie will replay itself. And I can see it actually with both my parents, that near the end of their lives, they found themselves in exactly this position. It wasn't a long, long time, but in both cases, it was about a year where they required a great deal of care that was really awkward for my sister in the case of my mother and Tammy and I in the case of my father.
Sure.
And yeah. So there are, and so then our last one on our list here, we did the, you know, what if I don't, you know, qualify, but what this last one is, I can't afford it, which really gets back to,
if I'm recommending it to you, I've already researched that you can afford it, okay? Because I'm not going to make a recommendation to something people can't afford. So a lot of the translating, I can't afford it, is really, I'm not going to pay that amount of money for something I may or may not need. Or I don't really believe it. Okay, I mean, it translates to that. And like I said, I don't really like to debate with people, and I'm not really trying to do that on the air. And I really like your, you know, look deeper. I mean, if you're saying I can't afford it, I mean, you know, the question is can you afford to incur $50,000-$60,000 a year for a few years, unreimbursed by an insurance company and paying for care, or can you easier afford $300-$500 a month in preparation of that, or can you buy life insurance that's going to pay for that?
You know, in the Old Testament, several times the prophets, you know, told people to break up your fallow ground. In other words, you got hard ground. And you know, I was thinking about it this week, that, and I got some hard ground in my life that needs breaking up. There's no doubt about it. But prayer, you know, just simple prayer brings rain. And wet ground's a whole lot easier to break up, in my opinion, you know. In other words, wow, these very issues on long-term care, I think, require prayer. Like, God, what would you have me do? How can I love my family well, seeing what this plan would look like? And who can you bring into my life that would help me do that? Who could be my Rafiki with us got the stick? Or whatever the situation is that I now understand in my own life that, wow, at number one, I need to be praying about this. Number two, you know, wisdom would be really, really helpful in areas that I don't know because it is complicated. And so on, have an insurance company that would be able to help you in that situation. Again, you know, we believe in my family that that would be Hans. And the name of his website is cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after cardinal. And there you're going to find long-term care as one of those. You got a book that gives you all this information on long-term care. And Hans, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah. Well, just thank you. And look deeper.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.